This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today is a very special episode.
It
we're
truly
talking
is.
About foursomes.
Yes. With Laura from Tales of Laura, one of our fave Instagram handles. I'm sure all of you guys who are listening are familiar.
And favorite erotic writers.
Yes. Laura, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, oh, thank you
so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be here. So if you don't know, Laura is an erotica writer whose short-form erotic tales have garnered quite the following. She matches sultry tales with photography that never reveal her identity, but hints at an empowered and sexually confident feminine force. She runs the online magazine Tales of Laura and is the host of her very own Pussy Church podcast.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love that.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks. It's so exciting to talk about porn with you girls today.
It's just exciting to talk about porn,
in
right?
In general.
How often do we talk about porn with people, you know?
You know, yeah. Truly, we do every day.
Oh, that's true. Like, yeah, for you to
split
it
every day for us.
But it's exciting when someone's like, wow, I've never get to talk about this. We're like, oh, yeah, right. That's not a normal thing. Oh, wow.
I did so much research and watched a lot of porn.
Yeah, exactly.
Weeks leading up.
You can call it research now. Isn't that exciting?
I literally talked to my friends. I was like, I'm watching a lot of porns for research.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's fun.
It's work.
It's a lot of porn.
And it's like, we should be talking about it every day because everybody watches it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. And nobody really talks about what they watch.
I know.
Why they watch. It's pretty clear why they watch.
Yeah. It's like the most consumed, least talked about, like major pop cultural thing. Yeah.
Oh, totally. And everyone's like slightly ashamed or something, right?
Yeah.
You're like,
why?
But with our help, hopefully less ashamed.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Women don't talk about porn enough.
So, not at all.
So here we are, girls,
offering you a safe space.
Yeah.
So foursomes.
So foursomes. Foursome stuff. This is a topic that you came to us with.
Yes. I did. I love foursomes. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so fun to watch. I mean, depending.
Yeah.
Clearly on the porn.
We'll get there.
I think the fantasy itself, too, is so, it's fascinating because I think there's like the one part that could be so boring where you're like, oh, you're just swapping people.
Right.
And then there's the other one that's more like a lot of people are entangled and you don't know who's touching you. And it's just so, I don't know, it's so hot. And it's also kind of like, if you think about it being in a relationship, it's kind of a little like,
it's a loophole.
Ooh, should we do that?
What
is that going to mean later? And like, I think that's also kind of a nice part, so it's not just like,
yeah, it's tantalizing.
Well, everything's beautiful, everything's cute. You're like, oh wow, would I be jealous if I'd see that? Or would I think this is super hot?
Yeah.
Partner within that.
Yeah, the sort of risk at play and the like undertone of betrayal can actually make it hotter.
Mm-hmm. I think so, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
What's weird is when I was doing a lot of research for this search term is that it was like, what are the ways to spice up your relationship?
Or
like,
really?
Reignite passion. Have a foursome.
Fuck other people.
I know. With your partner present, who's also fucking someone else.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, that's an easy one to do?
Yeah.
This one was interesting to research. I mean, a lot of the stuff I found was just about orgies.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was going to, because this is a distinct, and we've done an orgies episode otherwise.
Yeah.
But this feels different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I'm hearing from you also, Laura, is that it's not, you're not necessarily like, it's just any four people. Like, is there some element of the two couples that makes it more of a foursome to you? Or is it kind of like just foursome as a fun subset of like a type of porn, but it's not necessarily about the couples, or do you have a preference?
I mean, I also like orgy porn, so yeah. Obviously we're there already. But yeah. I think in that specific case, it's kind of fun when two couples show up to get, like, you know, yeah. they're kind of separated, and then yeah. they have to figure out. I mean, there's so many different ones, right? Yeah. Often the dudes don't fuck, uh-huh. and just the girls, and the guys fuck the different girls or whatever. But then sometimes the guys also have sex, mm-hmm. and it's like, it gets just so interesting. I think yeah. that concept of, like, oh, I'm going to bring my partner to share.
Yeah.
And, that I think is really hot. I mean, mm-hmm. if just four people come together, that's fun too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, obviously. But I think the couple one, like, makes it different.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like swingers, I guess, yeah. in some kind of a sense, right?
I was just going to say that's actually yeah. a lot of where my research landed, was around, like, the history of swingers. Like, Psychology Today had a whole big article about, like, swinging, particularly in the 70s.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't know about this book. In his 1971 Group Sex, a Scientist's Eyewitness Report, sure, on the American Way of Swinging, Gilbert DeBartel took what's probably the most in-depth look at swinging culture published to date. And over 3 years, he and his wife met with hundreds of swingers. So, like, he was a swinger and, like, did research about it.
Sounded like it.
I was fascinated to find out that, like, the swinging culture was actually pretty homophobic and also,
really?
Like, pretty exclusive to white people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That actually doesn't surprise me.
Of the estimated of the estimated 1 to 2 million American swingers, most were middle-class suburbanites, according to Bartel's study.
Reigniting that passion.
The sexiest ones out there.
Yeah. A whopping 42% of the male swingers Bartel's encountered were salesmen, with a fair number of the rest of professionals of some sort. More than 3/4 of the female swingers he met were stay-at-home housewives, most of them with kids.
Oh.
And contrary to what some critics believe, swingers also tended to be anti-drug and anti-hippie. Mm. So it, like, weirdly was, like, not a progressive movement in the way you would have thought. Like,
not
they
at
were
all.
Different than, like, the counterculture that you would think would actually have inspired, like, the
right,
swinger
like
movement.
Opened the door.
The, like, 60s, like, love revolution, you'd think would be,
see,
like,
this is, like, just really conservative people, like, kind of, like, swinging.
Looking for a way out.
And, like, looking for a way out. They're like, fuck this, what am I going
to do? Yeah, like, looking to, I think, explore outside of their marriages while also, like, maintaining the conventional structure of their marriages.
Yeah.
Like, it almost makes sense that it's like, oh, you can come in with...
It's a loophole.
Yeah, it's a loophole.
It mm-hmm. sounds like a very classic porn setup.
Yes.
Too, right? You're the salesman and, like, the housewife or something, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I guess.
Yeah.
I found a little bit of history, according to Terry Gould's The Lifestyle, a look at the erotic rights of swingers. Swinging began among American Air Force pilots and their wives during World War II. Because, pilots were left for overseas duty, and the mortality rate of pilots was so high that, like, a close bond arose between pilot families and implied that, like, pilot husbands would care for all the wives as their own.
Wow.
If the husbands were lost.
Wait, but
a different thing.
Are
that's
they having
just like
a
there's only one man left. So
yeah. he's just, we all he's fucking
just,
him.
He's just gobbling up all the girls. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is that a foursome then? If the guy never returns from war, then it's just...
Yeah, I mean, that feels like some, like, an interesting precursor.
Yeah, to
swing.
It's
true. Or maybe it's just the idea that he might not be able to return or whatever.
And, like,
and then he comes.
And then he comes.
And then he's there, and then he comes. Is that what we're saying?
Hopefully everyone comes.
Hopefully everyone comes.
Hopefully.
Not in some of the videos that we will get to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask if you have participated in foursomes?
Ooh, of course. I had one foursome, yeah.
You had a foursome.
I did, but not with like a exclusive partner of mine.
Gotcha.
Okay. So kind of with friends.
Oh.
In some kind of a funny way.
Was anyone in a couple?
Nobody was in a couple. So this is actually funny. You asked me earlier, what do you find more tantalizing? I was like, kind of the couple thing. But what I had was more like Well, I did come with, like, oh, gosh. I came.
Yeah.
But a friend and I, we went to a bar and met some other, like, two other friends, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they, I think they have hooked up before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're, like, making out. I'm like, oh, whatever. And so as the night progressed, it was kind of like, oh, you know, they kind of were wondering if we want to have a foursome. And I'm like, weird, funny. I've, like, never, you know, I just met them. I'm like, okay, well. And so.
You're like, sure.
It happened like that. It was really fun. I mean, the only thing that I thought was a little, The only thing that is complicated with a foursome, I think, that it's not just a switch.
Yeah.
Right? That you're trying to be like closer together. And since often straight dudes don't really want to touch each other, it sometimes is a little funny, right? Because they're like, oh, I mean, they didn't say this, right?
Yeah, but it's like a game of like touching and not touching.
Exactly. You're like, our dicks should not touch.
It's like a weird, and like, just touch. Hot lava. Just
exactly. Like, chill out, that's guys. What I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, just like, let it happen. Yeah.
You wanted to do this. Like, clearly.
You know? Yeah.
No, but it was like a super fun and crazy experience in that sense.
Yeah. So, that's fun.
What about you guys?
I have not had a foursome.
I haven't had a foursome. I would like to. I've had threesomes, but I don't know. I'm like, when I think about it, like, in the relationship that I'm in right now, I don't want to see my boyfriend have sex with someone else right now.
Yeah.
At this moment in my life. I love him too much. And I'm jealous. And I'm like, you know, I want him to myself. I'm greedy.
No, I totally understand. I think that's why it's so different. If you're actually, I wondered about that a lot. Yeah. I was like, oh, would I have a foursome with a partner?
Yeah.
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 I don't know, actually.
Maybe down the line. Like, yeah. I'm not ruling it out. But at this moment in time, I'm like, no, it's so good that I just want it for myself.
Yeah. But would it be easier for you to, like, imagine a threesome with your partner or a foursome?
I don't know. Maybe a foursome, actually.
Right? Because then you have two people. Yeah. It feels a little bit more equal instead of being like, oh, he wants to invite the girl or you invite dude or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if the dynamic is like, there's, you know, it's less like two women servicing one man, potentially.
Right. Exactly.
I feel like I'm definitely open to both and all scenarios. Also, like, definitely depending on the partner. Like, I've been in an open relationship, and imagining a threesome or a foursome with that person sounds hot to me. Although, like, in his particular case, I think he would be, like, pretty straight and, like, you know, homophobic about, being in a foursome. And my thing is, like, if I'm going to have a threesome with a male partner, I'm going to have both kinds of threesomes. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to have a threesome with a girl and with another guy. So, totally. Like, I feel like it, like,
all types of genders.
That's just the contract I'm going to lay on the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to trade, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think
my
so.
My fear is that it's just, like, two couples having sex on the same bed.
And for some moments it will be like that, right?
Yeah,
like it was. Like sometimes you're like, well, we just like coupled up in a different way.
And you're like, oh, maybe I should kiss someone over there.
Maybe I should touch her tit.
It makes it like harder to cross the barrier and be like, oh, I'll just put a hand here.
Should we hold
this in the fray?
Just so it's really not just people having sex in a room.
Yeah. Sharing a bed.
Which is fully the wife swap video we will get to later, where you're like, this feels like a race. Like, it feels like a weird, like, okay, are we doing missionary now? Okay, everybody get into missionary.
Well, the way they talk to each other, it's completely insane.
I know.
That's unfortunate.
I have some interesting statistics.
Here for them.
So in 2017, people who have reported having a foursome in their lifetime, it was 6% of women and 12% of men. So not very high.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Not very high.
Oh, not that high. Wait, how is that possible?
I think maybe women.
It's just the same 12 people.
Because maybe more men are lying or women are lying.
Oh, interesting.
But, different variations. Not necessarily like.
I guess maybe you could have a foursome with four guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You right? Totally obviously. Can. So you're not like. So maybe gay guys have more foursomes or something.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm going to go ahead and say that wouldn't surprise me.
Of all of my friends.
And cheers to you, gents.
They be down when they're saying they're going to the gym. Like, are you going to the gym or?
What kind of gym is this?
And then also, it's particularly popular in Italy, the search term.
Hello.
The search term foursomes saw an increase of 1,000% in 2018.
No.
But it was potentially from this movie, Cosify a Capodanno, which is about a foursome.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So I guess people really found that movie hot. And
before
like,
you even said that, I genuinely was like, okay, what movie came out? It has to be something like that. I was like, Itumama's not a foursome.
No, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that's a threesome.
One movie, though. Do you remember that movie with Taylor Schilling and Adam Scott and Jason Schwartzman. I can't remember.
Wait, they were having a foursome in the movie?
It was like, kind of. They were two hinting couples at a foursome the whole time.
And the whole movie, it's like, oh, maybe they're swingers, or like, maybe Jason Schwartzman is like into Taylor Schilling. And then, like, spoiler alert, he's like into Adam Scott. And then it becomes like a literal like dick measuring slash like dick self-love movie. It's a hilarious, weird movie. And it's like really meant to be hot.
Exactly. So that's
more
not
goofy than anything.
That's not going to work with a porn search term.
But like, honestly, at the end, like, they're like, oh, is this a foursome? Is like starting to happen.
Oh, it so like it ends before it happens.
Well, no, it like it starts to happen, and then like their kids wake up and they're like, mommy. And they're like, oh my God, like, we were just touching each other's dicks.
That's like classic swinger though, apparently, right? Like people with families. I mean, there's so many like swinger, there's swinger resorts. Swinger clubs.
Listen,
I mean, it's nuts.
My high school boyfriend's parents were swingers.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
In like a known, like how public was that information?
Oh, wow.
Like they were proud of it and like public about it. Or they like everybody just kind of knew.
They also were nudists.
Okay.
So I went to their, it was his mom and his stepdad, and we went to their like, they did like a ceremony of like, you know, renewing their vows at
Wait,
the
but
nudist.
They were nude.
Oh, honey. Yes, they were. And they, I went to their, and it was essentially a trailer park in the middle of Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Where they were nude. And so was everyone else except for me and my 19-year-old boyfriend. And we watched them renew their vows. And then we like very quickly found out that everyone was swinging.
No.
So everyone was there
way.
Like, to fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you guys do? They were like, oh yeah, the kids are here, clothed and not swinging.
We were like, I mean, he was like very traumatized and embarrassed and like really couldn't speak. And I was like, oh.
Well.
Yeah. And the best part was like, we also came, we went with like his guy friend, and like his guy friend was like, holy shit, this is awesome. It was like, oh my, I can't believe it. He like disappeared at one point with like one of the older ladies. Cause like everyone there was
God, this is amazing.
45 and above. Like everyone was like old, you know, to me at that time.
Well, yeah, you're 19.
You know, I was like 19. Yeah. Like I was like, everyone is like my parents' age. Like, and like, everyone is super tan and wrinkly, and why are all of the men wearing just shirts and nothing else?
That's like, a weird look, right? That's a really odd look.
Just shirt ending right above their dick, you know? I was like, where do I look? Literally, our guy friend that we came with,
they were like Winnie the Poohing in t-shirts that just came to like above their dicks and no pants?
Yes.
And why the t-shirts?
And like,
sunburn?
I don't know. And like their like
sometimes.
Little their beer bellies and like
about my dick
sandals. It was weird. It was
in
like
sandals. Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. And then, but then the women were all just topless.
Oh,
so
they
it
had
was
panties
like,
on.
Yeah, and like bottoms, like either like jean shorts or like, you know, like a like bikini bottoms.
That's a really weird like switch off.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I've seen this in like nudist. I've been to like a, not nudist, but like a nude beach with a campground. And there was like, okay, you have to wear clothes when you go into that little supermarket that they have there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and in the restaurant. But people would literally do that, right? Just put on a shirt, but no underwear. And you're like, that's not the same thing as being clothed in a supermarket.
Yo, bro.
Right?
It's a health thing.
Cover your food.
It's a food concern.
Maybe put some pants on. I don't know. Just a thought. Yeah.
Yeah, that is odd.
It was really scary for me at that age because there was a line dance that they did in the little like community center where they had the party, the after party, the reception, if you will. And there was a line dance called like the crocodile that included like five women laying on their sides on the ground, like flapping their legs up and down.
Wait, without underwear or
with? 100%
nude. Oh my God, amazing.
Like just a row of like vaginas talking at me.
Okay, this is so good. This has to be like a movie scene or something. I'm like dying.
And it was literally in the backwoods in the middle of Michigan with like in a trailer park, you know?
And that was like the prelude to like the swinging or something? This like crocodile dance?
I mean, it was just like everyone was just like aware. Like when people introduced it, they'd be like, that's my husband and that's my boyfriend. And my boyfriend's wife is my husband's girlfriend. And we're like, oh. We couldn't understand it at that time. I was like, wow, okay. And my poor boyfriend was just, he fully broke that day.
I mean, what do you do though if you're a couple with another couple, right? And you kind of have to you have to find a couple where two people like, where all four like each other.
Oh yeah,
it's not that easy because it's just
the math, like statistically.
I know. Yeah, how,
you know, it's already hard to find a partner.
It's already hard enough to find me one person that I like. You know,
you need to find a whole other couple where there's like four people wanting to fuck each other like often.
Yeah,
the probability is low. That's why I think that statistic is so low.
Ah,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
Just saying.
We've gotten to the bottom of it.
Yeah, we figured it out. We solved it. Just another day at Girls on Porn. Solving statistics.
Should we do this showdown?
Yes, please.
All right. So you basically know that I'm just going to read some titles of porns, and you just say what you feel or ask the necessary question.
Yeah. Word
which
association.
Which is mostly what it is.
Mostly us just trying to figure out what's happening.
Here. Yes. Or us just like inventing porns based on what. Yeah. The showdown has become us being like, what if it's this? Yeah. Without actually looking at what it is.
That's
fun,
though.
Fun that way.
It is better that way.
All right. Let's ease in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a foursome porn music video.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
So do we think Let's Have a Foursome is their single?
Sure.
Let's Have a Foursome is the title of the song, and now it's a music video.
Oh, sure. For the stars.
I'm assuming that. And I'm downloading Let's Have a Foursome as soon as we're done with this episode.
Listen, I love a music video.
Yeah. I love a music video.
At first I thought it was a musical before you like finished the whole thing. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Maybe a musical foursome. Wow. I mean,
right?
Not it's too a lot bad. Of logistics.
It doesn't exist as far as I know. So there's got to be a market for it. There's a corner of the market there you can grab. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Next we have Babe in Red Thigh-High Boots and Friend in Blue Boots in Anal Foursome.
Friend. Whoa. We're the other two people.
Friend.
Who knows? But we got two pairs of boots and one's red and one's blue and you don't need to know anything
and
else.
Except that they're getting...
plus anal.
Yeah, they're getting things in their butt. Yeah.
And they're just headless dicks.
Yeah.
Well, they're headless too. They're just wearing boots.
Probably. Yeah.
What if this is just from like the waist down or something? This whole video.
That friend in boots
would be
is killing
fun
me.
And creative. Friend in blue boots is still getting you over there.
It's killing me.
Friend in blue boots. That's all you need to know sometimes, right?
I like
or at
to
least
know that,
that's
like,
what they'd have to believe.
I mean, they have a relationship. They're friends.
Yeah. She's friends. It's a friend. Yeah. You can trust her. She's my friend.
Right.
Look at our boots. They're matching.
Yeah. Kind of relates actually to the video that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there could
insane.
Be some boot stuff.
Boots is like a thing. I mean, foursomes, I feel like.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
You know?
Is it? Or
yeah, we'll get there.
Is it?
All right. Next, we have Foursome Game Day Fuck Fest Reverse Gangbang. Now, what I think is happening here, as I recall from the thumbnail.
Please enlighten us.
Yeah.
Is I think it's three chicks on a dude. That's why, like,
reverse gangbang.
Because I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah. But it's not like a couple's foursome. It's like a lucky guy.
Yeah.
One of those shits.
But it's aggressive because it's a reverse. Because
it's game day.
Yeah, it's game
it's
day.
It's game day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he's probably just like watching, I don't know, football or something. And
and
girls.
Then they're like, hey, we're bored and we're girls in porn, so we don't have motivation otherwise.
Yeah. And he's like, I just want to watch the game. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, man. Can you move? Oh, they're like gangbanging him. Yeah.
Okay, next we have, I enjoyed this one. I didn't watch it, but this title is good, clean fun. Slutty Lesbian Foursome in a No Man Land.
Ooh.
See what they did there?
I love that.
Because it's lesbian. See, there's no men there.
Yeah, I understand.
Aha. I now want to know where the location of this porn actually was, just so we can.
In my head, it's the girls from Mad Max.
Sure,
exactly. Honestly, that
you've
should be a
porn.
You've
got some high production value goals there. Yeah, but I'm with you.
And like their sexy little outfits, you know. Yeah. I want that porn to happen.
What if that porn is like in a completely normal location and that was just like a bad joke that never paid off?
Man's That's land. The most likely thing.
I don't know. It's so sad.
It's probably just in a no man land. It's like whatever empty
room.
House they found
that they could
that
rent.
Day.
Yeah.
Like an hourly motel or something.
Yeah, exactly. I want a deserted island, okay?
Yeah. You want an actual no man land.
Yeah.
No man island.
Yeah.
That's actually, so the four lesbians.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah, because they're slutty lesbians too.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, I was worried.
Because if they weren't slutty, they wouldn't, there wouldn't be four of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There would just be two.
Yeah. And they'd be married and happily, you know,
have a kid and have a
committed relationship. It would still be no man's land. Yeah. But.
Just in a different sitcom. Birthday family foursome on a cake.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm just like, oh, no, the cake.
Uh-oh. Family, like what, stepsister, stepmother situation?
Probably.
Yeah.
Always going to be a little bit of incest that creeps in, at least the step kind, if not like the whole thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's a foursome with a family, well, I guess it could just cousins and shit, but like, I'm assuming there's one parent in there.
It's like a nuclear family. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fucked up for sure.
Yeah.
Anytime you put the word family in porn, I'm out.
Yeah.
On a cake.
Because I know it's always going to be worse than I think it's going to be. Yeah.
How big is the cake?
Great question. I don't have an answer to. Yeah. Let's say 12 inches.
A nice two-layer.
Somebody can fuck the cake if they want to.
There's something
like
called cake sitting, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's part of it.
We did do an episode on sploshing, which will probably come out before this one does.
We'll see.
Oh yeah.
Lots of fun cake stuff.
Yeah.
So this could be a mashup. This is like step family stuff or just family stuff.
Yeah.
Like incest meets some cake sitting maybe.
Yeah.
Incest meets
just trying to fuck up that algorithm.
Yeah.
You know?
You gotta grab those viewers.
Yeah.
All right. Three more. Fairy tale shower foursome.
Oh.
This one was animated. So I was confused and fascinated.
Fairy tale.
That's when the fairy tale comes in. I'm
tale
assuming.
Is spelled wrong, presumably. Oh. T-A-I-L.
Okay.
The wrong kind of
naturally,
tale.
Naturally.
Like you do.
Is anyone an animal?
Not that I saw. I didn't see furry play.
Oh, cool.
Oh, was it hentai or something?
It was animated, but as far as I could tell, it was people.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
It could have, you know, things.
We could have gone down a different path.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just such a non-fairy tale spot to be.
Yeah. If it was a waterfall, sign me up.
See? If you're already animating it, right? Why choose that boring place?
I mean, how many waterfalls are there in fairy tales?
Wait, also, how can you have shower sex with four people? Isn't that exhausting?
Big shower.
Big shower.
Three of them are cold. I'm just
it's animated. We can draw that shower as big as we want to.
I know. It's true.
You don't even have to rent a big place.
Or obviously it could be an entirely different kind of shower.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I think we're getting somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We have Swingers Amateur Hotel Foursome.
Mm.
Wait for it. With crab dip.
No. This is a 70s dinner party.
Yeah. Oh, now we're going all retro. Yeah.
I'm imagining the like casserole dishes. Like
I can
picture the like spread because it's all like antique La Crusa.
Yeah.
I mean like antique now.
Yeah.
You know?
Is this,
like
it's
I'm
in
picturing
a motel,
like the
right?
vintage hotel.
Oh, hotel.
Okay. Who knows the difference?
Okay. A motel.
I want it to be in a motel just so we have like more 70s vibes.
Me too.
Yeah, that
retro.
Does make it feel more 70s somehow.
Where's the crab dip at?
Yeah.
Like, what body part is that that's like supposed to go on?
It might be just on a table. You know how
it's body dip. It's body nachos.
With crab dip.
Also, crab is a little unfortunate of choice for it.
Yeah. I feel like it wouldn't keep.
Yeah. It wouldn't keep. Yeah. A little fishy, maybe.
All right, last one. Ben Shapiro, Bernie Sanders, Alex Jones, and Tight Slut Foursome. This is also animated.
Bernie Sanders.
To the style of Grand Theft Auto. This
what?
Is one of those like horrifying, just like who made this and why?
Oh, someone
like,
spent hours.
Someone put like the like animated heads of Bernie Sanders and Alex Jones like on the bodies of these like animated like Sims like.
God.
It just looks like a video game porn, you know? That's what it looks like.
Like Fortnite or something?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The internet is vast.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like traumatizing.
Yeah,
really.
Needless to say, I didn't watch this one. I was like, I don't need to know what Bernie Sanders and Alex Jones do when left alone with a tight slut.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And a foursome. Yeah.
That is politically really fascinating, too.
Yeah,
it was like, make them fight. I don't know.
And
I don't know
fuck?
What the aim was here. Someone just had a very fascinating fixation and acted on it, and it's not for me.
I don't want to know anything about Bernie Sanders' penis.
Yeah, well, now I'm thinking about
nude.
It, so thanks for that.
Well, I don't want to know anything about it.
I mean, how old is he, 70?
Yeah, I think he's older than that.
102.
100.
He's plenty young, Rachel.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not thrown under the bus yet.
He's not a
get through the primary.
Yeah, sorry.
We're getting behind whatever candidate.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
He's delightful. I don't need to think about his dick.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows about this porn being out there?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Can we imagine?
You know, like, one of his interns has to? Yeah. Like, there has to be someone that, like, combs the internet.
Oh, I actually feel out of the people in that title, he'd probably be the most chill with it.
Yeah, he'd be like,
oh, whatever. Yeah. Somebody was watching me fuck. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Alex Jones would probably, like, issue a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Maybe we should send it to him.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, why shouldn't we tell him this?
Oh, dark. And on that note, should we take a break?
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
We're actually back.
Yes, we are.
To talk about wife swiping for some.
And that was intentional because that's how it's spelled.
I found a gem on the internet. Heard of the internet,
it's
y'all?
It's a gem.
Presumably this is wife swapping for some. We're missing a letter there. And I fell in love. It was love at first sight with this title.
Mm-hmm. Starring Chris Cannon, Jenny Lee, Vivian West, and Dino.
We don't know who the fourth cast member is, so we're calling him by what he is referred to in the video.
Yeah, so quick setup. It's a wife swapping, like, reality show. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to swap each other's wives. We've been into this. We found this app or whatever, website, mm-hmm. and we're going to film you guys fucking each other.
Yeah.
Right away, I'm sold. We've got some like Natalie Cole or Paula Cole, Matchbox 20-esque, like Dawson's
some
Creek.
Late 90s fucking guitar riffs.
Yeah.
And then we open on a couple. They're from Philadelphia because, of course, they are.
But I don't believe it because he's couldn't sound more like New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, maybe they live in Philly now. But,
yeah.
And they... So we meet these two different couples who talk about wanting to swap or like wanting to experiment with another couple.
Dino and Vivian and Jenny and Chris.
Yes.
And I have to say, I really loved that they try to like really hammer the point home that they were in a couple by having the women sit on the men's laps.
I know.
Like, we
what
get
was
it.
That? Matching positioning with the women on the men's laps.
Yeah.
It was just
I mean, they were talking about what they like about each other or something, right? And you're like, I mean, it's not even, it was kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even nice things.
Yeah. The subtlety that they just can't ever achieve is just like, I love it in porn, you know?
I loved meeting the, I think it was the second couple, like we'd met the first.
Yeah.
So Dino and
the blonde girl?
Help
Vivian?
Me out. Vivian.
Yeah.
I think. Yes. Yeah. It would have been Dino and Vivian. No, wait. Now Jen, I'm forgetting who's with who to begin with.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I care.
But is it the blonde girl or the dark-haired girl?
Dark-haired girl.
Is oh. Jenny.
Jenny and Chris.
Yes.
And Chris is like, they're like, how'd you meet? Chris is like, tell the story. You tell it better than I do. And then she says, we met at a nightclub downtown. That's about it. And I was like, you're right. That was riveting.
What a good story.
What a colorful storyteller she is.
I just loved that, like, we get so, like, Dino couldn't stop talking about how he was a teacher.
Yeah.
I was like, we get it.
Just kept making me uncomfortable. He's like a coach. Like, yeah, yeah, like, coach. You hang out with like high school kids. And you're doing really, this porn.
Like, they're supposed to be in a school classroom.
Yeah.
But that's true. Then they zoomed in a little bit on him, and I'm like, oh, they're in front of a green screen.
No way. Was it a green screen?
Absolutely in front of a green screen. And they just like put a classroom behind him.
Oh,
because I was like, why is this woman allowed to be in your classroom wearing a halter top, a miniskirt, and those.
And sitting on your lap.
And sitting on your lap.
Just strange decorum for a high school teacher.
Also, that part was pretty long, though,
oh,
right?
I know.
Yeah,
like,
it was
talking
a long
for a long time about like their relationships and why they want to swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we just think it'd be really hot.
And nothing sexy
kept
about
it.
Yeah,
they're like, I think it'd be hot. She thinks it'd be hot. We both think it'd be hot. Another couple thinks it'd be hot. My guy down the street thinks it'd be hot.
Like we took a poll.
Yeah.
And everyone we've talked to thinks it'd be hot. So we're going to do it. It's going to be hot. This is like the conceit is that it's like, oh, real couples and they're amateur and they've never done something like this. But these are porn performers.
Yeah. Well, and then it's supposedly like the website Wife Swap or something where
wife
they met
switch.
Each other.
Yeah.
A wife. Wife switch.
Right. Wife switch.
Yeah.
Is
to change
website.
It up a little bit.
Yeah. Also, how about what? I can't remember who says it, but they're like, well, I've always had this locker room fantasy.
Yeah. He calls it a locker. The fucking
about another
coach
guy
does.
Fucking another he guy calls, fucking his wife.
Yeah. He calls it a locker room fantasy. They're
I was
like,
what?
Why?
Wouldn't that be
when
like
are
a
we
gay
in a locker
fantasy?
Room?
Yeah, what does a locker room have to do about
yeah.
it?
Yeah, a locker room, your wife isn't there.
That's actually what Trump referenced when he said, it's locker room talk.
Yeah.
Just like totally random, arbitrary choice to justify nonsense.
And then he was like, yeah, so I'm a red-blooded American guy.
Oh
like,
my
yeah.
God, that's true.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, go stop. Just stop, sir.
Which one was that? Was that Dino?
That was absolutely Dino.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely Dino.
So then 5 minutes in, we're now all of them are together in a bedroom.
And this is the worst.
We've done like 5 minutes of lead up with, if you're familiar with porn, is a long time to just like talk to some couples about it's hot,
who,
locker room
who
talk.
Haven't been prepped to speak for
exactly.
more than.
Yes.
There was no script or anything.
Yeah. They were prepped to speak for maybe two sentences.
Yeah.
And they were like, just keep going.
Yes.
So like, oh, I'm from Philly. Did I already say that? Also, I'm a coach.
So then we see them in the. This, like, hotel room, presumably, where they're gonna fuck. And it's, like, the two couples, like, approaching from either side of camera. And I literally wrote, like, this is my nightmare. But they're, like, standing there. And the, like,
absolute
one woman
horrible.
Goes... where are you from? Like, love your shoes.
Yeah.
Love your shoes.
I couldn't. The weird, like, dance of, like, complimenting each other. Like, when, like, straight women are so, like, do they think that that's what it's like to, like, date another or, like, hit on another girl? Is being like, you're really cute. Like, you have nice hair.
I love your boobs. She
says later.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I love your boobs. Like, I love your boobs. Like, it's the whole, like,
that's
oh,
like
you cute.
Straight girl doing... like a lesbian scene porn trope.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, your boobs. I love your boobs.
But
I've
you have
seen
nice,
boobs
you have nice hair.
wasn't a weird cut too from like shook their hand, like each other's hands, right?
Yeah.
So awkward.
Yeah.
And the next thing, it's just like the girls are like half naked. Nobody's super into the scenario.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable.
It's like brutal to watch.
Yeah. And the girls like sort of kiss.
Yeah.
For a little, and then we just cut to them like with their new respective swaps.
Oh no!
Men.
Oh no! There's a the ritual of the passing off the hand of your man to the new woman. Yeah, there's a little dance that they do.
That's true.
Where they take them by the hand and they lead them to the other person.
Just to be like, I am he is mine.
Right. And I'm letting you do this.
Him. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, honestly, if the dudes kissed right now, I'd get turned on. I would.
But that would be the most exciting thing to happen.
The first shot was like, you couldn't even see the dudes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
literally just their dicks, and it's cut off, and there's no facial reaction for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
So then they're fucking.
So then they're fucking.
Well, first it's like a lot of head.
Yeah.
It's a lot let me say job. A lot of blowjobs.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of blowjobs.
Yeah. A lot of awkward commentary and like, your wife gives great head.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good fit, she says.
Yeah. And then they're like,
well, it's a good fit. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
My mouth and a dick in general, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. Or she's just trying to be like, my throat is shaped exactly like your dick. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's the puzzle piece. I love it.
Wait, we're missing a key moment. Tribal stamp tattoo.
Oh, boy.
On. Above True. Jenny's,
that's very important.
Nobody
pussy.
Said anything in the porn about it, which I thought was odd.
Yeah,
because they're commenting on the hair, on like the boots, and the
they're
boobs.
Not like, hey, this nice tribal tattoo. Stamp you have then like, literally above, like on the mound of your vagina.
Yeah, no
like,
one can talk about it because talking
your
about
mom's
that would acknowledge
pubis?
That she's clearly a porn performer. Yeah, yeah. because <they're> not, cause that's what the tattoo means.
Yeah. Oh, and then one of them goes, how tall are you? Which is like a question I always ask before I have sex.
Well, I mean, everything they're saying to each other. When she's giving head though, that dark-haired girl. Uh-huh. What's her name now? It's
Jenny.
Not Vivian.
That's Jenny.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
She says something like, I love having strange dick in my mouth And she like turns around and looks at her dude. And I'm like, this is so odd.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's like, yeah, cool. She does.
She'll totally she does.
Yes, it's hot. She's told me that before.
We asked the mailman. He said it's hot, so I'm cool with it. It's hot.
This is so weird. Yeah. I like having strange cock in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God. And then things really start to heat up with Vivian and Chris.
Yeah.
Chris loves to eat pussy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He really went down.
She's like, oh, I can see why you married him.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, she's having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's having actually, she looks a little bit more convincing.
Oh, yeah. Vivian's enjoying herself.
At least like, that section.
I mean,
yeah.
I think for that section.
I think she, yeah.
Well,
she
looks like he's
later.
Actually doing some
oh, yeah.
work there.
Oh, yeah,
his
face in there. He's doing it right, it looks like.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got one earring. One hoop earring.
So that's how
feminist.
We know this guy fucks.
Yeah, this guy fucks. He eats pussy.
Is that the sign that he's a porn star? You're like, what
yeah.
is he
oh, 100%.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This teacher. I'm told that single earrings on dudes are coming back, so I don't know what that means.
I honestly...
Oh, wow.
Loki love a single earring on a guy.
I'm here for it.
They're
but
hot.
It depends on, like, the dude. Like,
oh,
right?
yeah. You gotta pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Dino, on the other hand... Not really great at eating pussy.
No, and you can. She's not really.
She's not really into it. He's kind of just kind of like poking at her vagina.
and she's a pretty bad faker too.
Oh yeah,
like it's incredible.
She also says at one point, she says like, "I'm not. I don't come easily."
Oh,
which
yeah.
actually was kind of astonishing to me.
It was
for like a '90s porn.
Yeah,
or whatever year this is.
Yeah,
because I was like. Kind of proud of her for that.
Yeah.
Well, normally you'd think she'd just fake it.
Yeah.
She's like, you gotta do it like just right. And I was like, be more specific.
Yeah.
Tell him instructions.
But before that, she says to him, she's like, you already like
got me off.
Like, what else do you want? She's like kind of pissy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well,
I want to make you come again.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't come easily. And I'm like,
oh, right.
Whoa, does it still stand off?
I know.
Yeah.
I
don't you like, want to come another time?
Like, Jenny
you signed
and Dino.
Up to swap.
Jenny and Dino are not having a great time. And
not
that became very clear to me halfway through when Vivian and Chris are fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And she is moaning her face off.
Yeah.
And Jenny at one point looks over and goes, okay, I want to show off now.
Yeah.
Did you hear her say that?
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like...
I missed that
Yeah,
one.
The whole thing like made me anxious because it felt like a race or a competition.
Yeah.
to be like, who fucks the best?
Yeah.
And Jenny was very skillful. Like,
she really wanted to be the winner.
Yeah. Like, she was there to win, not to come.
I mean,
yeah.
She's also the only one who looks into the camera, right?
Oh, yeah. She was very concerned about what she looked
she
like.
She winks into the camera.
She was
once.
Like posing while she was like riding him.
Yeah.
Well, she if was it's bad. Like, maybe that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah. I mean, she just was kind of like posing. She was very concerned about like where her feet were and like how her legs were positioned, how her body was, like arching her back, making sure her hair was out of her face. Like, she was really concerned about the way she looked.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Jenny was like, I'm
you
getting
mean Vivian.
Off. Or, yeah, Vivian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenny was very concerned about the way she looked, whereas Vivian was like, I want to get off. I'm having a great time.
Do you think she did, though?
I don't know if she did.
I don't think any of the girls came.
I don't think so.
No,
either.
They didn't even, like, try to
I don't think
show
they
it
did.
In any kind of way.
I think she had a good time for a time, like, particularly than Cunnilingus, but then it was like.
But it was too short.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that, like a minute?
Yeah.
Before that, it gave like an 8-minute blowjob.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Yeah, which that math is proportionately off.
Come on, guys. Come on.
But she definitely looked like she had more fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chris ate her ass.
Yeah.
That's
true. I was
true.
Like, okay. Okay. Look at him.
Yeah.
In like 97.
Didn't he even say something good about that, too? He was like, oh, I love your ass or something.
Yeah,
like, while he was
like
licking
that.
It.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Hey, wait, was it 97?
I don't know. I'm just
we're just guessing based on the guitar riffs.
But it is and true. For that time, like eating ass is probably like for such a straight porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straightforward porn.
Yeah. And then Dino like pulls off and is like or pulls out and like looks at Jenny like, can you jerk me off or and like she jerks him off and then I love when Vivian was like, can he come in my face?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, they're definitely fucking
and
again.
And Dina was like, why not?
Yeah. I was like, Vivian and Chris have exchanged
he played the
numbers.
Well.
Yeah. They're fucking tonight.
Yeah. They're doing it again as soon as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything about this that, anything else that was like particularly hot or particularly problematic? Either end of the spectrum?
I mean, I'm just so like, Jenny was so crazy to me just because she didn't, it seemed like she didn't enjoy a single moment of this whole thing. Like, I think, okay, you're porn. You know,
she
you
went
porn.
In for it for the wrong reasons into this.
Money?
Yeah.
Like, what is
No, I mean, just well, this is I the like scenario.
To, but I like to think, because I don't know if these people are actually married even, if they're actually partnered or if they're just porn performers. So it's funny to think about a potential backstory where, like, Jenny and Vivian know each other, and it is actually just, like, actresses competing.
Yeah,
you know? Like, Jenny's like, oh, but, like, watch me pose.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be the hot one, and I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Vivian's like, I'm going to have
great sex. Yeah.
I think that's probably more, I mean, if they're real couples, which I really didn't think.
I mean, they could be. They could be couples that were performers also.
Right.
I guess,
It's hard to track down.
I'm just going to go with the rules of the world that they've set up for us. And I'm going to assume that they are married. I'm going to suspend my disbelief. And I'm going to assume that they were married. And I'm going to assume that Chris really wanted to fuck someone else. And Jenny was like kind of okay with it.
Mm.
And that's why she was so weird in the beginning and literally said no words. And also wore those heinous fur boots.
Yeah.
And
which kept them on for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe if we say everything is real, then then that might be a really realistic, like, weird wife swap scenario. Because, like we said earlier, how are four people liking each other that much, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And what if you're just stuck with the other guy who sucks?
Yeah, who just scratches at your labia for 2
you're
seconds.
You're like, I want my husband to fuck me because that looks way more fun.
Yeah, I was like, see how my husband's eating her butthole? Can you do that? Can you try it?
Yeah, I mean, if I was, you know, you'd want to give more directives. Yeah. I also, or just would have been like, okay, well, I'm gonna deal with my own clit. And just like,
I know, when she was like, I usually come in missionary. Like,
oh,
I was like,
right.
Then like, have missionary.
Yeah, then
because
they
didn't have missionary after that. She says this, and then you're like, wow, I guess that.
Guess we didn't account for that.
I know.
That's not.
All right.
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
Let's talk about Sweet But Psycho.
Wow.
This is from X Confessions, directed by Erica Lust, one of our faves.
Yep.
Starring Amarna Miller, Mickey Maude, Vex Ashley, and Owen Gray. the true fans know these are the fucking all-stars. Yes.
Literally, like, four of our favorite performers.
Yeah. Insane. This is also, like, a classic porn in my canon.
Oh, me too.
Meaning, this was like, one of the first. Yeah, like, when you said it's one of the first things I saw that Erica Lust did.
Yeah.
And I think it's not the first thing I saw a Marna Miller in, because I remember, like, stumbling across her and her just being distinctive because she's, like, a Dutch. She's Dutch, right?
I think she's Spanish, isn't that? Yeah.
Is she?
Or, like, Spanish.
We should look.
Yeah.
That makes sense because she says C.
I think she looks,
her accent is just strange to me.
It's very strange because I didn't think she was Spanish either.
That's why I thought Dutch, because it just, like, has some bizarre syllables in there, like vowel sounds.
Yeah. So, listeners, if you sign up for like emails from Erica Lust at X Confessions, you get one free film, and this is the free film.
That's the one,
this is the one that you get. So this was like my first introduction to Erica Lust, and I was like, sign me up. I'm signing up for a subscription, baby.
So hot.
Wait, I have crazy news.
What?
So I just Googled Amarna Miller.
Yeah.
And this excerpt from Wikipedia popped up. Amarna Miller is a Spanish YouTuber and former adult film actress, producer, director, and writer. Did she retire from porn performance?
Oh, I don't know. When was that movie made, you think?
I mean,
it doesn't look that old.
I know, but I know it's at least been around for
5 years. Longer?
Yeah, like 10? A few years, I would think. Yeah. How do you find out the year on a...
I don't know.
The year in a porn?
Well, I'm going to Google
Erica,
that too.
With Erica Lust, it might work, actually, that she probably would like list that on her website or something.
Yeah.
Potentially.
So this is on X Confessions, you know, they users send in their confessions or their fantasies or like real life stories, and then she makes a short about them. So this is about a couple that went on a trip, and their trip advisor like quotes were like, it's a beautiful, like, you know, bed and breakfast, like no Wi-Fi, you can like get off the grid. And then, you know, the couple shows up and they're like, it was crazy, like they were like trying to get us to swing, and she was hitting on my man, and it was sweet, but it was psycho. Hence the title.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the plot. The Armada.
Armada lying a little.
Yeah. Armada and Mickey are on vacation. They come up to
they're told is a bed and breakfast.
Yeah. And it is beautiful. They're
gorgeous.
Like somewhere in the mountains, like in Barcelona.
Europe,
yeah.
Probably.
In,
by
like,
the way,
the
I found
summer.
December 1, 2016.
Okay.
Just in like a random search.
Okay.
I haven't verified it, but. Probably at least a couple
2016,
years old.
Yeah. But they, you know, they pull up and they're like, the, you know, it's summer, it's beautiful, it's in the mountains, it's a big house, and Vex and Owen are their hosts.
Grilling by the pool.
Yeah. And they're
wearing
like
a backless apron.
Yeah, and they're a little confused. They're like, oh, I guess we're all gonna eat lunch together. Like, what's going on? And then like Mickey makes a joke like, oh, well, maybe after lunch we'll all just like have an orgy, you know? And she's like, ha ha, very funny, you know? It really sticks out who the bad actor is in this porn.
Armand is a little over the top.
Yeah. Mickey Maude, however, is what a great performer. I mean,
he's just great and low key.
Yeah. He's actually like a pretty good actor.
I know.
You know?
It's so natural.
He's really natural. Oh, yeah. You know, he's very comfortable. And I mean, they're all very comfortable on screen, but like in terms of like dialogue, you know? Yeah.
I mean, she's super comfortable with everything else.
Right.
But talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
essentially. Like, and getting
just
into
a
the
little
pool.
Extra. Extra performative when it comes to the dialogue.
Right.
And then they have lunch.
Yeah. They have lunch.
And drink lots of wine.
Yeah.
And then just, like, go skinny dipping and start fucking.
Yeah. Well, it was, like, Owen and Vex are, like, making out at lunch. And, like, Mickey's,
he's
like...
He's naked, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mickey just starts, like, chugging wine. Which I was, like, yeah,
nice
that's
choice.
Exactly
that
what I would
reaction.
Be doing. Yeah. I'd be like, whoo, wow.
All right, here we go.
This is vacation. And then, you know, they get into the pool. One of them, Vex gets naked, skinny dips. And then, yeah, they start fucking.
Yeah.
I love this porn, but I would say I really wish that there would have been a moment of like them drunk, like Mickey and Armana being like, should we do this?
Yeah.
You know?
So that they actually were like, is like, this happening?
Yeah, like, whoa, is this crazy? Like, babe, like, what do you think? Like, why not? Like, should
they
we
kind
do
of
this?
Just symbolize that like in a weird physical gesture of like Amarna's by the pool.
Yeah.
Mickey's like slowly stripping, but like still has his underwear on.
Yeah.
And Amarna's kind of like looking over, and you kind of see Mickey just like sort of put a hand on Amarna, like, and look at her. And then she doesn't say anything, just gets in. Like, there could have been a moment there of like, babe, are we gonna fuck them?
I would have loved that. Because I think for me, like, a foursome is hot when it's like this weird, like, is this okay?
Like, yeah, I'm getting like extra, you know, clear, like, yeah, am I allowed to fuck her? Yeah.
In the beginning, it seemed like that would happen.
And, like, it's exciting and, like, kind of weird.
Because,
and, like,
they are talking about it in the beginning a little bit, and then they're sitting there. And I think the fun thing is that it's, like, funny nearly. Right. They're like, who are these crazy people? But maybe.
Yeah.
Right? You can see that. So that would totally, that line wouldn't have even been out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It would have been like, okay, that's crazy, but let's do it.
Yeah. Like, I always feel like in my sexual experiences, when it's been, like, things that I've done for the first time or things that, like, I was, like nervous about doing, like, it's always like, oh, this is so weird. I can't believe this is happening. But, like, this is also so natural.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't believe how great it's going.
Yeah.
Which I would have loved. Like, at a moment like that.
It could even just been like a single line of like, is this happening?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And also, Bex eats like, you remember when she's eating corn and she's like staring at across the table.
Yeah.
And she's like,
yeah,
kind of like eating her pussy in front of her. Not really.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, this is kind of, it's like funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's meant, like, to be funny. Yeah,
it's Mickey's,
meant
to be Mickey, like, was like killing me.
Straight jokes.
Yeah. It's like really funny. Like, you're like, oh, this is good.
Like,
this
had like watermelon and they didn't give them a slice. And they're like, can we have a slice of watermelon? And they're like, oh, yeah, here, just have a bite of mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they're like, we're really big into sharing. Like, I was like, okay, we knew what's happening here.
Yeah. It's fun thinking about this porn being made, like, by friends. Because they all are, like, their life friends and know each other, of course. Yeah.
They
makes
just,
it more fun.
Mickey and Vex have, like, really great chemistry.
They do, yeah.
You know, like, physical chemistry. And they just, like, they fuck really well together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just everything about this. And none of it felt, like, homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of these performers are obviously, like, very open and, like, comfortable. And so they're, like, it's, like...
You mean Mickey and Owen?
Yeah.
It didn't... I mean, like, they don't feel... Fuck.
Yeah. But it doesn't...
they don't really engage.
They don't kiss or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been here for it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If they,
right.
If
oh, I think it would have been actually great.
Like, super hot. Mickey and Owen great kissing sounds very hot to me.
Yeah.
Have they ever... have they done a porn together where they kissed? Because they've been in other porns together, right?
Yeah. I really thought of other stuff they've done, but I don't think they...
I think so, yeah.
I can't in my photograph of memory of porn I've watched.
I know.
Kissing or doing more than, like, being in a threesome.
Being like that.
Other scenarios. Yeah. But it didn't have...
It didn't feel like it was just two couples fucking
that's
to
the
each
thing.
Other.
Yeah. That's
and
like
there
the
definitely is
it.
Engagement between Amarna and Vex.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Vex goes down on Amarna. And, like,
that's true, right?
There's more crossover there.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, naturally, like, the girls are allowed to fool around and the boys don't touch.
Yeah.
But
true.
It didn't feel as homophobic.
Yeah. It was more collaborative.
Yeah. It was more a canvas of bodies.
Yeah.
There was, like, this one scene, I think, who is in the redhead?
Amarna.
She's in the middle and I don't know, somebody's fucking her. I think Mickey's fucking her. And then Vex is, like, I don't know, rubbing her clit.
Oh, I wrote that down too. I loved that.
It's like three people taking care of her, basically.
Right.
And like worshiping her.
Right.
And then she, what does she say? She's like, wait, I don't want to come in.
Yeah.
She wants it to last longer. And I was thinking about this. I was like, I know that feeling where you're like, it could happen really fast.
Yeah.
But I want this to be way longer.
Yeah. I want it to take,
So that was
when she said that and everybody laughed, I was like, they're friends.
Yeah. And I was like, that's real.
Yeah,
that's genuine.
It felt real and it felt like a genuine, like, oh, like fun moment. That sounded fake when I did it, but like it sounded like a genuine fun moment among friends. Mm-hmm.
And
being
actually,
like, oh, I get that, you know,
that dialogue actually seemed like real.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially for her, where earlier seemed so weirdly staged.
And
she probably just really said that.
Yeah.
Like, knowing how Erica Lust shoots and stuff, she probably really just
it felt very heated and passionate and, like, real.
And everyone was enjoying, like, having sex with
everyone
each other.
Everyone was having a great time. Yeah.
I mean, they're all incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hot video.
Very hot video.
Lots of clit touching, which we love to see it.
Lots of clit stuff.
And the girls touched their own clits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Of course.
Important.
Of course they did. And the boys did too. Mm-hmm. Thank you, boys.
They did.
And you could see the boys' faces, you know, like having, like, being
enjoying
super
themselves.
Into it. And I think that's so, especially compared to the first one, where you're like,
Where'd the men go?
There's
just
literally no faces
dicks now.
I like to see, on a guy's face that he's enjoying it.
Oh,
yeah.
That is so hot. That literally gets me off watching porn. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look or like the noises they make, or when they're like, you know, their breath gets, like, jaggedy and, like, they're like,
like when Mickey comes
in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really
yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Their little moans.
And we did see the girls coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first one, there was nobody coming from girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely not.
Was, yeah.
I mean, that was my assumption.
Definitely not.
Super hot. We were told to believe that maybe, but like,
yeah.
No, exactly. They just yeah. cut that out. Yeah. Like, maybe it happened somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of variety, you know, in terms of like positions and like what they were doing and sex acts in general, which I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, it was like,
there's a little like recap.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Airbnb review.
Oh, yeah.
style sign
well,
off.
Well, and also like between Mickey and Armando, where he was right. like, wow, I didn't know you liked girls so much.
Oh, and he was also like, when I said we were going to have an orgy after lunch, I think we would actually have an orgy after lunch.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it's just a foursome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, just like, that's that crazy.
Only
yeah.
four of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't super need those recaps.
Me neither.
I like once we've done the sex.
Yeah. Well, I think it was
occasionally
like,
there can be like a nice little like button on a thing, but it actually had like three false exits. I kind of felt.
Yeah, that's true.
Like first we have like the I would have been fine just having the moment with Mickey and Amarna and her being like that what I just said, but he's like I don't know, you're so into girls, and she's like, I'm into all kinds of stuff that you'll like find out.
Yeah,
I was like, that's kind of fun because it like teases like the future of this fun relationship.
Yeah. The end.
But then we do the like Airbnb reviews.
Yeah, well, that's the confession,
right?
So, and that's like the thing that she does in all of these videos,
right?
Is she has them either as a quote or they like shoot it.
I always prefer it as the quote.
Yeah,
that's my
yeah
vibe with the ex-confessions
and
like trying to make it dialogue. Because in this case, what confused me about it is they're like, it feels like, you know, they're describing the experience they just had.
Yeah.
Like, they're making it feel like it lives in the experience of Mickey and Amarna, who are like, didn't know they'd be like walking around naked.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounded
like they were
lying. It
was
sweet but psycho. And I'm like, that's not what you'd say after you had a lovely
sex
lunch.
Yeah, I was like, you guys had a great time. Like, yeah.
You'd be like,
don't diminish it.
It would have been funnier if that was the bit, if they were like, excellent service. Like,
so
hospitable, five stars. Like, that's the joke we're trying to make there.
Totally.
Like, so it didn't quite
work. Because they're denying that it happened, like, was that just a fantasy? Now, was it even real?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of denying that actually is a thing.
Yeah.
There are other Erica Lust porns where it does a thing where like it was just a fantasy, but like there's a wink to like maybe it could happen. I didn't need that in this one.
Yeah.
Because it felt like too much.
It could have just ended after the fucking and I would have been like, great, Vid.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's absolutely true.
I generally always feel that
way. Yeah. Like, I'm like, everyone
if everybody
came.
Had a good time fucking.
Yeah.
I'm good to check out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I mean.
Yeah. At that point, I'm shutting my computer. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes. You're like, okay, I think that's, that was enough.
I came. Like, they came. I feel good about it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks
now
for coming.
Now the movie starts and you're like, what? No.
Wait, we're still talking?
They go on vacation afterwards. You're like, no, please.
Yeah, I feel like the three of us reviewing this porn are the only people sticking around. You're like, no, but what do you have to say?
To the very end. It's so true.
What else do they have to say? Like, how many people have just signed off 3 minutes before the end of that?
Like, it's hot so fast. I mean, we have like a good intro, obviously.
Yeah.
But it gets hot. I don't know. Yeah. For me, like literally I watched, how long is it? 20 minutes?
Something
like
22,
that. I think. Yeah.
I think by 10 minutes I already came and I was like, okay, well, let's keep on watching.
I know.
Maybe
great
come
work,
again.
Everyone.
I'm like, that was easy. Thank you for
so
making
I think
this amazing.
Across the board. Sweet but Psycho is in all of our spank banks.
Yeah,
I think it's safe.
Me too. This one already existed in my spank bank.
I've definitely been jerking off to this one.
To talk about an old favorite.
Yeah.
Old trusty.
Yeah. It was nice to revisit.
The boys are just, I mean, Owen and Mickey are just
legends.
They're my favorites.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Wife.
So hot.
Swapping, however. Swapping.
Whoa.
Swapping.
I'm good without it.
Yeah. I'm all set.
She's like, delete.
I'm good without it.
I'm ready to leave that one here.
Yeah. I do hope that Dino has learned a thing or two and maybe Jenny.
I mean, how old are they now? If that was the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Maybe he is a high school coach.
Maybe they were really amateurs.
Yeah, who knows?
Now I'm like, maybe.
I think it's safe to say that Dino and Vivian have divorced.
I think that's fair to say, too. Yeah.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Write us in if we're wrong.
I like clearly fucking somebody else.
Yeah.
She's still fucking Chris. Maybe she's fucking girls now. I don't know.
Maybe.
She wasn't that into the girls experience. Yeah. Like,
Yeah, although it wasn't a scenario that was like friendly.
Yeah,
no. They wanted to be like that. Because
Jenny
the vibe.
Was so mean. Like, yeah. How even if you're into girls, you'd be like, okay, this chick,
I don't
man.
Fuck her. Yeah,
no. Like, I like your shoes, and she was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. Yeah. How
I'm watching
like.
You fuck my husband like die.
I'd be like terrified yeah. of having her in bed yeah. next to me. She's like, oh my god, I hate this. I already yeah. came. Yeah. I'll try it again.
Yeah.
He when is
did
this
it,
over?
Though. Why yeah. are you lying? I would have noticed. Because you would have been very performative about
yeah.
it.
Oh, she would have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much for yeah. joining us.
Thank you so much for
this
having
was
me.
So
this
fun.
Was so fun.
It was amazing.
And thanks again for helping us revisit an old favorite.
Yeah. Everyone listen to
anytime.
Pussy Church.
Yeah.
Check
oh,
it
yeah.
out.
Pussy Church and check out Tales of Lara.
Yes.
If you haven't already. And anything else you want to plug while you're here?
No, that's it. Yeah. Check out the podcast.
Awesome.
You know, the Instagrams, you know, all the fun stuff. And yeah, we should watch more. I mean, you guys watch more porn, but I'm going to, you know.
Catch up.
Yeah, catch Absolutely. Up a little bit. Good. Seriously.
That's what we're here to do.
Amazing yeah. research, girls. It's been a good 2 weeks. So.
Thanks. All right. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast and at our website, girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. We love to hear from you guys. So thanks for all your messages. Love to know what you guys think. And thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.